So if you can kind of give us the big picture on what's happened so far in free agency, the signings and the thinking kind of behind what you did with players you signed.
Yeah, let me start off. I want to give credit to this entire organization. This was really an entire team effort. When you look at the number of players we've been able to sign early in this process, that doesn't happen by itself. And so you start with ownership and Terry and Kim and the allocation of resources, and then Doug, his staff, my staff. You look at Jim Overdorf, Kevin Megank, and the entire building. I mean, this has been entirely a team effort from day one, and the credit goes as such. So,
with regards to Stephon Gilmore and Robert Woods, you know, they were drafted, developed here. Was it a matter of their price tag maybe rising past what you guys were willing to do, or just what went into decisions on those two guys?
Well, you know, this is a tough time of year as far as that goes. You know, this is a time of year you're gonna lose some players, and those are good players, and we wish them the best in terms of their careers. You know, we're gonna do everything in our power to continue to add pieces to this roster and guys that fit the DNA that we're looking for, and add competition and depth at every position, and that's really what our mission is at this time.
And in regards to Aaron Williams, how much of that decision was based on his health?
Well, it's a football decision, strictly a football decision, and that's what I talk about, the tough part of the business. It's a tough time of year, and that's the toughest parts of my job is when guys leave this building. And, you know, I said last week, when you look at Aaron's career when he left Texas, a great career, and he's done a lot for this organization, so we wish Aaron well, and we're moving forward as an organization and as a football team.
Sean, can you tell us a little bit about Micah Hyde, please?
Yeah, Micah, you know, and when you look at the list of players we've been able to add to this point, you'll see a lot of overlap there with intangibles, toughness, versatility, and as is the case with Mike, and when you look at his career, he's played multiple positions. He played at Iowa, had a great career where you find good football players, and he's played the nickel position, the corner position, and the safety position. So we just felt like this was a great value for us and a good football player, and he's played in big games, and so we're very fortunate to have Micah.
Sean, we're getting to know you at this point. So when you say that Aaron Williams was a football decision, you know, I'm trying to figure out what that exactly means. If you could expand on it, was, you know, whether it's his play or just what you saw in film or what might it be?
Well, no, Aaron's a good football player, and we just feel like at this time as an organization and our philosophy moving forward, that we're going in a different direction at this time. And so when I say it's a football decision, that's what I meant.
With these defensive backs, you've got three new ones in, three guys are out. What do maybe those guys bring to the table that you like that you didn't have on the roster in terms of how they fit your scheme and what you're trying to do on defense?
Right. Yeah. Again, when you, the question with Micah and Jordan Poirier, no different. So versatility, smarts, intangibles, toughness is where you start. And then you look at the skill set on the field, ball skills, the ability to take the football away and score on defense or set up our offense in scoring position will be big for us moving forward. And just the ability to run the defense and be that quarterback in the secondary was big for us.
So I know that free agency just started and it really never ends. But how do you envision how you want to use your linebackers? Because right now it seems like there's some depth that needs to be added, some players. Do you envision the same versatility like you do in the secondary with those guys at those three spots? Or are you looking for specific skill sets to fit your defense?
Right, I mean, that's where you have to be creative. We are going to look to add at every position, like I mentioned yesterday. Competition, depth at every position will be key. Linebacker, no different. We've played with two linebackers in my career before, 70% of the time, three linebackers, another percent of the time. So, you take what you have and you put the players in position to be successful. And so that's where the creativity comes in within the system.
What does signing essentially two fullbacks or a guy who is very fullback-like, if he's a running back too, say Mike Tolbert. What does that say, though, having those two guys about your offensive plan? And it's just not typical to have two fullbacks come into free agency. So it makes a statement, or it seems to.
Right. Well, fullback is a big part of this offense, and and let's say that it's not limited to playing the fullback position. There's versatility within that position, and that's what Mike brings to the table, as you mentioned, Mike Tolbert. And you know, I had the chance to be around Mike for a number of years in Carolina, and I know what he brings to the table in terms of leadership, the intangibles again, and what happens in that locker room on Monday through Saturday. And so that's a big part of it. And then Mike's versatility on the field with the ability to play fullback, line up at fullback, and then also transition to the halfback position and carry the football, and he's done that extremely well. So I had a front row seat to observe what Mike's skill set is, both on and off the field, and that was key for us. And you're talking about a guy that's been to a Pro Bowl and really no different with DeMarco in this case.
Just to clean up a loose end on Aaron Williams, from your conversations with him, is he continue to play football? Is that something he still is planning on doing?
Yeah, that's a question for Aaron at this time.
What would an example or two be about what Tolbert does from Monday to Saturday that makes a difference?
The Toldozer. I think you'll get a feel pretty early what he's all about. I mean, he's a family man, a good person, and in order to be a great leader, you've got to lead by example, and you see that on a daily basis with a man of Mike's caliber off the field, and what he does in the community is phenomenal as well. So he's just got that it that people gravitate towards. He's known as a solid dancer around the locker room, and when I think you'll enjoy if and when he gets in the end zone, he likes to showcase some of those talents. So no, he's a good addition for us.
The phrase culture change gets used a lot in sports. It sounds like that's the type of guy that when you want to come in and make a culture change, critical to bring in not just a guy like that, but guys like that. Could you maybe give a little insight into your philosophy on changing a culture to make sure this team is what you want it to be?
Right. Well, I mean, culture is big, and in order to have the resulting chemistry, you've got to first have the culture. And so you blend high character individuals with talent, and you have a chance to have that culture. And so that is a big part of this and moving this organization forward in the right direction.
That, and if so, what's the thinking behind that?
Well, this is a business, and when we talk about, and you've heard me say this before, earning the right to win, that's we've got to stay focused on the task at hand, and I'm all for, as we mentioned, the chemistry earlier, and building that chemistry in the locker room. That's a big part of it. Yet we've got to make sure that we stay focused on the task at hand, and that means earning the right to win on a daily basis. And so I just, you know, I don't believe that playing video games in the locker room is part of earning the right to win. And so we're going to be a focused, disciplined, and accountable football team. And I believe you do it one day at a time.
Sean, I know it's only like hour three of free agency, pretty much, but. How comfortable are you, like, your thoughts about the receiver position and the holes that you have going into this and how you might think about addressing them, knowing that there are some openings there?
Right. You know, we're going to look to add at every position. Wide receiver, no different. We do have some, obviously, with the loss of the two you mentioned earlier. So we've got some areas we need to address, and we're going to look at every position, no different than wide receiver. You know, we're going to look to add in a methodical way and put this team in a position to win football games.
Because there's a lot of Bills fans out there going, who's going to catch the ball?
what qualities are you looking for in a backup quarterback if we assume that Tyrod is your starter?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What qualities are we looking for? Are you looking for in a backup quarterback if we assume that Tyrod is your starter?
Well, again, just guys that want to compete. They've got intangibles, and no different than the quarterback position. I'm looking for a certain type of individual that's wired the right way, loves to compete, loves the process, is going to put this football team in a position to win games. And so whether it's the starter or the backup or the third stringer, we're going to add good football players to this team.
Is experience important there?
We're going to look at every option.
You mentioned versatility a lot. It seems to be kind of a theme when you look at the players that you signed today. Just how important is versatility, hybrid-type roles, you know, on both sides of the ball in your system?
Yeah, so there's a term that we use called, position flexibility, versatility, you know, and position flexibility, same as, right? And so that's important, right? And you look at Micah Hyde. Micah's been a returner. He's played safety, and I mentioned corner and nickel. So that's important for us. Mike Tolbert's played both fullback and halfback extremely well. So you're looking for that value in guys. And then when you add the component in the locker room with these individuals, that's big for us.
Sean, you guys took that Tyrod decision pretty close to the deadline. How much disagreement was there between the front office and the coaching staff, if any, on that move?
Well, you go back to the process, and really since day one, when I entered the building in January, it's been a total team effort. And again, the credit that's got to go to the staff and Doug and his staff, the coaches, and just the whole process has been phenomenal. We've had very productive and healthy meetings. And look, when you have healthy meetings, that means sometimes you have disagreements, and those are good. Those are healthy. And so that's been part of the process. And at the end of the day, this is a decision we all agreed upon, that this would put this organization in the right direction at this time.
Did you consider risk with that, in the sense that by taking him down a road of restructuring, he had the opportunity with the illegal tampering, whatever it is, period, to see what else might be out there, and you know you could be risking him leaving, and then you're maybe stuck at quarterback. How did you process that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You go through it. I mean, you look at every option, and you say, hey. We've got Tyrod, and you look at the quarterbacks on our roster, then you look at the free agent list of quarterbacks, and then you look at the draft list of quarterbacks. So like I mentioned earlier, we looked at every option. We're going to continue to look at every option to add pieces to this roster that are going to allow us to compete, have great competition, and add depth, and no different in this case. I mean, you have to look at it certainly from all different angles, and you mentioned them really big.
With Stephon Gilmore moving on, do you now focus your attention on Kevon Seymour to see if he can step up, because he did start for a couple games last year?
Yeah, we've got a lot of confidence in both Ronald Darby and Kevon as well, and some of the other players on the roster at that position. So, having said that, you know, we're going to pursue every opportunity to improve that position as well. And there's nothing off the table at this point in time.
When it comes to defense and the fact that you know Stephon's not going to be here Mikel Roby, you're bringing some new guys in. How important is it for you to bring some new guys in to learn yours and Leslie Frazier's defense from the ground up, from the start, so they don't have maybe some preconceptions from what it was like here last year?
Well, you know, you've got to start somewhere, certainly. And so, you know, it's important that we do bring guys in, basically get them in the boat to learn from day one, right, and learn together. And that's a big part of the continuity builds that communication, right? So when guys are around one another, they build communication, they get a feel for one another, and then you build the chemistry and the communication on defense in particular in this case is vital to our success. So that's important, and as we continue to build this thing, that camaraderie, just being around one another, whether it's off the field in the locker room, and I did leave the ping pong table, by the way. So, you know, whatever. I mean, that's important. Yeah.
Why the ping pong table?
Ball skills.
What's that?
Ball skills.
Oh.
Given the nature of Tyrod's restructure and that it doesn't, you know, it wasn't picking up the option with all that money, does that still leave you open to the idea of a quarterback with the number 10 pick?
Yeah. Again, you know, just like every position, nothing's off the table. We're going to look to add to this roster in every way, shape, and form, and we're up there. I came down earlier and saw you guys, and I'm going right back up. Doug and his staff are up there working, as well as my staff. So we're going to add pieces to this roster. Nothing's off the table.
Sean, with where the roster's at right now, what's the current plan at right tackle? Because Mills is a free agent, and I think Chantrell and Cyrus are the only guys there.
Yeah, we've got some pieces there, and you mentioned a couple of them. Obviously, Jordan's done some good things for this organization, and we're looking at it hard, just like the other positions.